including an unborn baby, in the single deadliest day of the Troubles conflict. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach will attend the ceremony on Talbot Street, where one of the explosions in Dublin happened. A fourth blast in Monaghan town went off 90 minutes later. Margaret Irwin from Justice for the Forgotten says the state commemoration means a lot.
We're absolutely delighted that the President of Ireland is going to be there, and he's going to lay a wreath on behalf of the people of Ireland, and he's going to deliver the address. And obviously, we hope the plain people of Dublin will support it as well.
Youth leaders insist communication is the first step to tackling racism in society. The Cork Children and Young People's Committee is hosting an anti-racism summit in Cork today to discuss plans to combat racism and promote inclusivity. Members of the City Council Education System and youth organisations will work together to develop solutions to the issue. Youth mentor at the Cork Migrant Centre, Raphael Olympio, says that young people must be part of the dialogue for change.
Young people get to express and ask questions as to why there's certain racial discriminations happening in our community and how they can be tackled. And I guess the strategies are around discussing that with the policymakers. So there'll be politicians, the Gardaí, teachers, various people that can actually actively make change.
Almost 2,000 people have signed a petition to prevent the closure of Talla Post Office in Dublin. It'll be handed into the GPO at 11 o'clock this morning against its privatisation and moved to another place with less staff. People Before Profits Paul Murphy wants on Puss to roll back.
Our request of UnPUS is very, very simple. It's to withdraw the proposal to close down and privatise our post office in Talla, and to withdraw the plans to do similarly across the country. That includes Talla, Rathmines, Fitzroy, New Ross, Tipperary and Roscommon.
There's a need to better protect children online. CyberSafe Kids wants Meta to use the child-centred design on its social media apps. The European Commission is investigating over concerns that the likes of Facebook and Instagram lead to addictive behaviour in children. CyberSafe Kids CEO Alex Cooney says the rabbit hole effects cause major problems.
Terribly damaging. I think that the whole way the recommender system works can be really problematic for children. You know, it sends them down these rabbit holes, and it's really distorting their worldview in some cases, because, you know, they're only seeing one type of information in some cases, or, you know, they're only seeing one side of an argument, and they can be their feeds can be overwhelmed by certain types of content.
Sport is next.
Kick off your summer with large screen TVs at Currys. Save €500 on this 65-inch Samsung OLED TV, now only 1899. Plus, get an extra 10% off the 75-inch LG Smart 4K TV, only 764 after discount. Save €115. Shop in-store or online at currys.ie.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
St. Patrick's Athletic will be hoping for a major new manager bounce tonight in the League of Ireland. Seventh in the table, they could be as high as fourth by the end of the night, but they'd need to beat Derry City at Richmond Park. Pat's hoping their season can really get going now following yesterday's appointment of the former Ireland boss Stephen Kenny as their new manager. Well, the leader Shelburne are out to stop Waterford's recent form when the sides meet at Tolka Park. Bows will be looking to get back to winning ways after two losses on the bounce as the Gypsies head to Sligo Rovers. Managerless again, Dundalk welcome champions Shamrock Rovers, and it's Drogheda taking on Galway United with all matches off at 7:45. Xander Schauffele is the man to catch going into day two of the USPGA Championship. He's 9 under par at Valhalla, with Rory McIlroy not too far behind on 5 under, Shane Lowry 2 under, Paul Carrington 6 over, and Tiger Woods 1 over par.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
To Cork, where the right lane has reopened in the southbound side of the Jack Lynch Tunnel, but emergency services are continuing to deal with a crash there, so do take care on approach. As a result, the M8 southbound is very busy, 2 kilometres before the Dunkettle interchange. Watch out passing debris on the N22 eastbound at Macroom, and the Commons Road inbound is slow at Blackpool Shopping Centre. In Limerick, St. Nessens Road is very busy between Ballykeith roundabout and St. Paul's roundabout. O'Connell Avenue is slow from Mount Joseph's until Wolfstone Street. And in Galway, Tuam Road inbound, solid between Ballybrit and Bohorna Drive.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Cloudy with patchy light rain or drizzle this morning across Munster and Connacht. Showers will be mixed with spells of sunshine in the afternoon, with highs of 17 to 19 degrees. Europe Today to the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Laura is with us here for this Friday. And we've been talking about, just before the news, Celebrity Housemates, because Adele has come up as number one, Piers Morgan as number... No, as the worst one. And you want Kevin Dundon.
Well, Nevin Kevin, McGuire, who's lovely.
Nevin was on. He's quite upset.
Or, no, or any chef.
Right.
What's the fabulous chef? Clodagh as well.
Clodagh McKenna, yeah.
Love her.
Yeah.
Happily live with her.
What about Catherine? Catherine Fulvio. I love Catherine.
Love Catherine Fulvio.
Sorry, you're actually right.
Clothes.
So Clodagh is
the crack.
Clodagh is the best crack in the world. She's such great fun.
And so is Catherine, actually.
I've done many shows with Clodagh. I think there was this one time when myself and Catherine had to dress up as chickens. We were doing a launch for a sauce.
What?
I don't think Catherine dressed. I think
so
I dressed up as a chicken. Anyway, long time ago. But
and did you dress up as a chicken?
Oh, yeah, for money.
With yellow tights?
Yep. Money. Money.
And how did that go down?
Fantastic. The actual this chicken sauce thing.
Yeah.
Which was
it was a sellout, was it?
No, it closed down within a year. They're gone. No, they
You're
are.
Great
seriously.
Ambassador for the brand.
Yeah, yeah, they know they are.
And okay, so listen,
haven't really been hard since. So yeah, back to celebrity. Who do you want to? Who do you want to stay with?
Since?
Excuse me.
What?
I haven't been rented. I haven't worn a chicken suit since. I have. That's what I'm saying.
I hope you haven't.
No, but I have it.
It's Why just, would you keep a chicken outfit?
You never know when Kentucky Fried. Kentucky Fried are going to ring.
They'll probably give you another one. And is it still a feathers on it, or is it all?
Oh
baldy?
No, it's mangy.
I hired a stripping chicken once, actually. Wasn't you by any chance, was it? for those kissograms for a friend of mine. It wasn't you because he took off his beak. Like, and this lad came in who looked like he had a bad night at the coop. And he sang this awful song, dressed as a chicken. No.
Nobody clapped. Just a few people clucked.
Did you pay?
Sorry.
And we paid him. And then he was supposed to strip because he was a stripping chicken.
What is a stripping chicken? What do they strip down to?
Drumstick.
What do you do? You just pluck them. Everyone grab a feather.
I said, you know what? Keep the chicken costume on.
And I'm glad that you told me 90s. To do that. And I'm glad that you told me to do that.
Because it was cold that night
cold that
and you
night.
Needed to get home.
Oh, God. Okay.
I often think about him, actually.
Stripping chicken is the best I have ever heard. Okay. So, sorry, was that your flatmate?
It's what I want. So if you're out there from 1994 at that pizzeria in Donnybrook.
The stripping chicken, brilliant.
Are you still working as one?
We're looking for celebrity flatmates, right? I don't know where we got to the stripping chicken. Siobhan.
You said you dressed up as a chicken. You still had the costume.
You're right, I did, because I said I'd love to. Catherine Fulvio would be a great housemaid, and I remember dressing. I'm not sure if Catherine dressed up as the chicken. I certainly did something chicken.
Chickeny.
There was something.
Okay, so we've established the chefs would be brilliant.
Yeah, let's
Adele
go.
Adele would be cool. Anyone else got any suggestions?
Have to say, lads, for me, the best thing about would have to be someone that would make me laugh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I'm a sucker for a good accent, so I would love to. My celebrity flatmate would have to be either Kevin Bridges or Peter Kay. You'd have some great times and great crack with them. Siobhan.
Yeah.
Oh, Siobhan, that's a really good option.
I
comedian.
Couldn't understand Kevin Bridges. He'd have to come with subtitles.
Oh.
Couldn't understand. He's the most difficult accent when he gets going. Peter Kay, yeah, I can understand, yeah.
But a comedian.
Comedian,
you have a long day,
you come
in, and then you just get...
But do you know the only thing about comedians, and I know I've got a few comedian friends, and they're all just such a pain. Because,
don't hold back.
Because they constantly try to be funny. It's like, okay, you're not on stage now. It's okay, you can stop. But they just...
But maybe they're just funny people.
No,
that's why they're comedians.
But they're, okay, so they're constantly looking for new material and they might get one good line
after... they're thrilled when they meet
after
you.
After about 20 minutes and it's like, oh, really?
Well, so maybe they're trying their new material out on you.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to sit there and watch a football game, you know what I mean?
Well, then don't have a comedian as your flatmate.
You're right, I won't.
Who did you say you wanted?
A chicken.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning on Ireland.
Sorry, I wanted to play Kelly Clarkson first, right? Okay, here we go.
Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. Oh, very good. Kelly Clarkson. She's on fire. Put the lady out. All right, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
My heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You fell so hard. I've learned the hard way to never let it get that far. Because of you, I never stray too far from the sidewalk. Because of you, I learned to play on the safe side so I don't get hurt. Not only me, but everyone.
It's not too long before you point it out. I cannot cry because I know that's weakness in your eyes. I'm forced to fake a smile, a laugh every day of my life.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. And it's time for Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection.
Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Now, she is known for being one of the biggest divas in show business. Oh. Now, when I say the word diva to you, what kind of connotation do you think comes from diva?
Lucy.
Is it a good thing or a... I wasn't asking to be so specific.
Oh, sorry.
Like a good thing?
No, bad thing.
Really?
Diva would be very difficult to work with, where notions above their station.
Because I thought that divas, as in Diana Ross and all the iconic women, were taking that term back to mean something quite empowering.
Possibly, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Beyonce is a diva.
But originally divas were opera singers, weren't they? Like the oh, she was known as a diva.
Is that what they did?
I think it was, yeah, that's exactly what they did.
She wouldn't have been a diva, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. Anyway, Naomi Campbell would have been known as a diva, I guess, in a negative way because there's a lot of controversy.
Oh, yeah, over the years, yeah.
She is also iconic. Yeah. Anyway, she attended her own party for just 7 minutes.
That's a diva.
It was an exclusive event at the Cannes Film Festival, hosted by BMW to celebrate its new car. The Mystique Allure. So this is one of the most expensive cars probably on the market. I don't know anything about BMW Allure, but it looks phenomenal. It's said to be inspired by the supermodel.
Right.
Like if BMW created a car inspired by me, I'd be dragged out of that party kicking and screaming
at
4 a.m.
Yeah.
Thrilled with myself.
Seven minutes.
She made a dramatic entrance at 10:30. This is on Wednesday night. So it was about an hour and a half into the ceremony. Had a gorgeous khaki outfit on, kind of military inspired, all leather. But she's 53. She looks
amazing.
Beautiful. Talked about the car. It's very fashionable. It's innovative. It's a masterpiece. And then she just left and she made her way across the road to a different event hosted by Christian Dior.
Oh,
and look, she could have been under contract to do both. Who knows?
But she missed the highlight, apparently. She missed the highlight.
What's the highlight?
It was a guy in a chicken there.
Came in at clock.
Came in for her birthday.
Who came into cluck a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that odd a story now. Don't let that follow me around.
The guy that stripped is a chicken.
We didn't. We said don't strip.
I think I'd be exactly the same.
were there.
Not here, buddy.
It was you. Anyway, Naomi Campbell, 7 minute guest appearance at her own
Brilliant. Party. I love it.
That is iconic.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in quite an emotional story, Girls Aloud, I didn't realise they were playing, actually. Isn't it the...
Next Door, Three Arena, Arena. Yeah.
Yes, they're...
Tonight.
Yes, so, and it's the first night of a series of gigs that Girls Aloud are putting on. And it's the gigs are in honour of their bandmate, Sarah Harding, who died in 2021, aged just 39.
I know,
breast
cancer. Terrible, terrible.
So they were going to sing, potentially, I'll Stand By You in honour of their pal. And they've been putting the finishing touches to rehearsals, and they've all been saying it's very emotional. And actually, there's a lovely photo of the four of them striking a pose. But I can only imagine how devastating that must be to have shared such experiences with your bandmate for years, and then they're not there. A very emotional night for all of them, so wishing them luck.
But they also split up, didn't they? So, I mean, are they still mates? There's always rumours that they're...
But I suppose when you go through something as intense as being in a girl band, being very successful, travelling all over the world, no one else will understand what went on there except for you and your bandmates.
True, so you've got to be back in that circle again.
But you're even a Beatles, iconic.
Yeah.
Split up, and yet they were... each other's besties.
Are you comparing the Beatles to Girls Aloud?
I'm just saying, even if you split up, you will still always have friends, won't you? In some way, there'll be a deep connection.
That time together.
Yeah,
best of luck.
That time.
Yeah.
So good luck to them. That's happening tonight. That is it for Celebrity Loose.
More on Monday.
Celebrity Loose with the Talbot Collection.
4-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow, and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat.
See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits at Work
with Trina Mara.
Do you know, I think we've become very lax when it comes to car security compared to how we used to be with our old bangers.
Oh, Trini, you're bringing me back there now with the old yellow steering lock. Had one of them, had the contraption then that went from the gear stick onto the handbrake locked in there, and then there was another yoke then as well you could get. You connected onto your accelerator.
I love to hear from you every day on voice note on 087-188-0008.
Basically, it was locked in there as well.
Classic Hits at Work with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Goal! I conquer Super!
Get in, you beauty!
However you say it, there are more ways to win this summer with Cadbury FC's Home and Away wins. Win a meet with a football hero at home and a holiday away to an epic striking destination of your choice. Enter today at homeandaway.cadbury.ie for your chance to win. T's and C's apply. UK and ROI. 18 plus. Visit homeandaway.cadbury.ie for full T's and C's and prize details.
We're off to lunch. Are you coming?
Sorry, no.
Hey, do you fancy a jog?
I can't today.
Will you come with me to the cinema tonight?
Not this evening.
Find the freedom within. Choose Alflorex and get back to your normal, unstoppable self. Alflorex, available in pharmacies and health food stores nationwide.
Transform an ordinary Sunday in County Clare
into an extraordinary day of adventure.
To discover offers that'll bring joy and excitement to your day, go to visitclare.ie/Sundays.
At Air, we have Ireland's best 5G network availability. For all the long journeys.
In 200 metres, take the first left.
For all the big moments.
Mom, we're getting married.
And for all the small milestones.
5 kilometres in 29 minutes.
Because this is Ireland's network. With Ireland's best 5G network availability. Join the network made for all. Go in store or visit air.ie. Air. For all. For network substantiation, reward details and full terms, see air.ie/5G.
The best heat-retaining glass in the world is now available in Ireland. The main part of any window is the glass. So why choose ordinary when you can choose Landvac glass? Landvac comes in single and double glazing and can be used in new or old windows. Its safety glass is standard, with a U-value of 0.4 and comes with a 50-year life expectancy and 15-year warranty. Landvac. Insist on the best. Visit lvg.ie.
Girls, it's time for a girly breakaway. At the Talbot Hotel Clonmel, County Tipperary, we've got you sorted. From an unbelievable €139 per person sharing, we've got an all-inclusive girly overnight getaway with breakfast, afternoon tea, bubbles, chocolates, cocktail, dinner, swimming pool, gym and more. Book your perfect girly getaway now at talbothotelclonmel.ie.
We are the CBD Store, and we are one of Ireland's leading suppliers of CBD products. With a huge range of oils, edibles and more, if it's CBD, we've got it. What's more, as CBD experts, if you have questions, we have answers. The CBD Store, our name says it all. At Air Square in Galway, Irish Town Athlone, Oliver Plunkett Street Cork and Stephen's Green Shopping Centre Dublin. Visit thecbdstore.ie.
This is the home of Nighttime Talk, weeknights from 9. And the home of the 80s and 90s all day. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Looking to enroll in courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyx Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Laura's here with us for Friday. We've more celebrity flatmates on the way. We've got €3,000 in cash to try and give away as well. And it's just 9:30 now. Let's go to the newsroom. Dan is there.
Thank you, Colin. Good morning. There's been a major increase in the cost of the purchase and rent of modular buildings for schools last year. $282 million was spent on the purchase of prefab-style buildings in 2023, while $43 million was spent on renting them, which is up from $41 million the previous year and $29 million in 2021. Aid agencies claim the newly created US port of Gaza will struggle to distribute aid to the region. Floating pier has been completed off the coast to deliver humanitarian aid to over a million Palestinians facing famine. Over aid land convoys have been severely restricted, with the Rafah crossing closed. Donald Trump's former lawyer has admitted to discreetly recording a conversation with his client at Mr. Trump's hush money trial. Michael Cohen agreed that it wasn't ethical. The former US president is charged of 34 counts of fraud and paying off adult film star Stormy Daniels, who claims to have had an affair with him. Mr. Trump denies the charges. Rory McIlroy feeling good after his opening round of the US PGA Championship. 5 under par at Valhalla. That's 4 shots off the leader, Xander Schauffele. Shane Lowry isn't too far away on 2 under. St. Pat's have a new man in the dugout for tonight's League of Ireland Premier Division clash at home to Derry City. Stephen Kenny installed yesterday as the Inchicore side aim for success under the former Ireland boss. Among tonight's other games, leader Shelburne have Waterford at Talca Park. Showers expected in the south and west, while it's to be mostly dry in the east, with highest temperatures of 17 degrees.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors Volkswagen. Commercial vehicle centres in counties Galway and Louth. Now stocking the Volkswagen Caddy, Crafter and Transporter. WesternMotors.ie.
Dublin and the Navan Road is slow between Ashtown Roundabout and the Baggot Road, while Rathode Road South is busy between Ballyboggan Road and St Dominic's. In Cork, a crash on the southbound side of the Jack Lynch Tunnel has now been cleared, so those delays are now starting to ease up, as are the ones on the M8 southbound approach to Dunkettle Interchange. In Limerick, Corby Road inbound slow getting onto the Mill Road Junction, while the Condell Road inbound is very congested still before Shelburne Road and Shannon Bridge roundabout. And now you're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you, Dan. Okay, stay with us still to come. Oh yeah, what Lucy said to Colin is worth €3,000 in cash, and also
€3,000.
Well, I've got the police lined up here. I just want to play that. Okay,
oh,
here we go.
Oh, please don't tell them what we did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no, the police, the badge. Yeah. Hey, good one.
Thank you. Here all morning.
You should sleep less. Oh, because you said you're tired, you know, and you're very funny this morning. Sorry. It's a compliment. Veiled, but a compliment.
I'll take it.
Bye.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Just to remind you, firstly, thank you to the 360,000 people who listen every week to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, as we found out in yesterday's radio listenership figures. Yeah, we went up to 360,000, highest ever for the station. So it's nothing to do with me, it's all to do with you. I'm not pointing at you, Laura, I'm pointing at the listener.
Oh, I know.
Thank you so much, listener. And if we could name all 360,000 of you now, we would.
And we might.
Well, we've named a lot of you at this stage, in fairness. Get over yourself. No, sorry, we love you. And to celebrate that, they used to have legendary parties here in the old days in Classic Hits, legendary listener parties
around the country.
So one was announced yesterday. We are going to the Voodoo Rooms, Cork's number one late night venue, for an evening, and it's going to take place in a couple of weeks' time. And Trina's going to be there, Damien Farley's going to be there, Colm Hayes is going to be there.
Yourself and Lucy will go down, won't you?
Lucy Kennedy will be there. Now, maybe a little bit like...
that'll be so much fun.
Yeah, our friend that just appeared for 7 minutes at her own party, you know. So...
Campbell.
Naomi Kennedy.
You're saying Lucy's going to turn... You know Lucy. Lucy won't leave a party when she gets there.
I know. Okay, so there's going to be drinks, foos, karaoke, chance to win amazing prizes as well. Tickets from Monday morning will be given away right here in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, okay? So you've got to be around Monday morning and we'll start giving out those tickets. So that'll be a bit of fun. That will be fun. Now, stay with us. Oh yeah, we've got one set of tickets to give away to the Rewind Festival. Our last set this week, which we're going to give away in a few minutes' time, it's from a call we got this morning and we've decided... You got to listen to this, guys. This is one of the best that we had so far. And also, just around the corner, chance to pick up €3,000 in cash.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Weekday afternoons from 2. Please join me for the latest trending stories. If you love your nostalgia, it's a bit like reeling in the ears on the radio. We call it Back to the Future. There's over €2,000 to be won if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Plus, only top tunes from the 80s and 90s.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. with Tesco. Feel the power to lower prices with your Tesco Club card.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The Harvey Norman Big Sale is now on, with great deals on technology. Save €110 on the Samsung Galaxy Tab S9 FE Plus with an immersive display and long battery life. Was €699, now €589. Or save €40 on the Samsung Galaxy Watch 6 with advanced sleep and workout insights. Was €329, now €289. With flexible payment options and our best prices guaranteed, why shop anywhere else? The Harvey Norman Big Sale is now on. Don't miss out.
Go! Hotels. We often play host to so many of life's big events, whether they're a once-in-a-lifetime occasion or those few magical moments away each year. At FBD Hotels and Resorts, our teams are committed to making every visit memorable, whether it's a drink with an old friend or making that perfect business pitch. Behind each memory is a team that cares. FBD Hotels and Resorts. It's just our way.
At Ogria Pet Insure, we've had one mission for 130 years. To be there for you and your pet from the first pat to the last hug. Ogria, enriching life with animals.
Capstone Financial Services Limited, trading as Ogria Pet Insure and Pet Insure, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your website in need of an update, but your designer is unreachable, slow to reply, or even charging large amounts for the smallest of changes? Webhero.ie provide one business day changes to your website, starting at €50 per month. Your website is a tool to increase revenue. Give it the attention and service it deserves by calling webhero.ie on 0818 994 376 or visit us on webhero.ie to see how we can help you do more online for less.
Discover the bite of your life with Deliveroo. It's been under your nose this whole time. But where? Just around the corner, getting dished up into a bucket of crispy golden goodness. Or at that super secret burger place, serving mouthfuls of meaty miracles. We leave no menu unturned, no noodle unslurped. That bite could be anywhere. Oh wait, here it is. Order the best of your neighborhood. Deliveroo. It's all on your doorstep.
Ireland's biggest bathroom sale is now on. Only at City Tiles and Bathrooms in Toker and North Point, Blackpool, Cork, Ballysimon Road, Limerick and Ballymount, Dublin. Up to 75% off bathroom vanity units, shower doors and our new ranges of porcelain and ceramic tiles. City Tiles and Bathrooms, Ireland's largest tile and bathroom superstores. Bathroom sale now on.
My hair started thinning in my 20s, but you wouldn't know it.
I was going bald way before my time, but you wouldn't know it.
If you're suffering hair loss, talk to Beacon Hair Restoration. Our doctors provide state-of-the-art treatments and transplants with no cutting, stitches, scalpels or linear scarring, with prices from just €2,400, including 12 months after care. Beacon Hair Restoration Dublin. Natural results guaranteed. Book your free consultation at beaconhairrestoration.ie.
Getting to grips with a brand new smart speaker? Don't forget, you can use it to listen to your favourite radio station too. Just ask it to play Ireland's Classic Hits Radio for instant access to the home of the 80s and 90s.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyex Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
€3,000. That'll be nice. Actually, we played Seven Deadly Spins earlier on this morning for €2,100. But no,
yeah,
we got
unfortunately,
it.
We didn't give it away. The questions were crazy.
If we give away this 3,000, and had we given away that 2,100, we'd be down €5,000 today.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
But still, €3,000. There is a chance that people could win it this morning.
Absolutely.
Before the end of this show.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. This is your chance right now. Just give us the sentence.
How?
Ah, the answer is two. That's it. 087-188-0008. Let's get you sorted for the weekend.
Set me free. Out this misery.
what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
3,000 euros up for cash. Wouldn't that, excuse me, wouldn't that be nice?
Wonderful.
To know?
Yeah, any day of the week, but especially on a Friday.
Friday, so you can head off for the weekend and you can do whatever you want with the 3,000 euros. Joanne Crosby in Skibbereen, how are you?
Joanne's gone.
We believe Joanne had the right answer. Just messing, Joanne. Just messing. Come back to us.
Well, you might have, but we just don't know.
Okay.
Have we got Eilish or Eilish Mullen?
Yeah, that's me.
Morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Everyone calls me Eilish since I live in the West, yeah. And I was always Eilish when I grew up in Dublin.
Oh, you grew up in Dublin. When did you move to Roundstone?
Well, I moved west here to work in a hotel about 25 years ago.
Right.
I moved to Clifton.
Oh, wow.
And I was only going to stay for like a summer.
Yeah, and you met
really?
A man.
And the rest is history.
You met a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, also, she has had a great job. And what a beautiful part of the world to settle in.
Oh, yeah, Roundstone.
Absolutely, Roundstone. Yeah. Stunning.
And now they call you Eilish Eilish.
Yeah, that's exactly. People are always say that to me. Is it Eilish or Eilish?
It's a bit like Idris Idris Elba. That's what we call him.
Idris Idris.
Idris Idris. Eilish Eilish.
Yeah.
What was the hotel you worked in Clifton?
I started out in Abbey Glen.
Oh,
Castle
beautiful.
Hotel.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of worked in a few different places then after that.
We were there just before Christmas in Clifton, a whole bunch of us. I can't remember the name of the hotel, but it was just in on the left. In the town.
Oh, the Station House.
That was it.
Station House?
Yes, on the left as you're walking up the hill. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, Eilish Eilish, let's give you the money. Go on. What's the question?
Okay, is this how many cream eggs does Colm put on his sandwich or the toaster sandwich?
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Is he a fan of the Sambo? Mm.
Okay.
The answer is 2.
No. Did you hear us having a conversation like that?
It was on the Instagram page, I think, where you were making a sandwich with cream eggs. Was that a crazy dream?
No, that was not a crazy dream, Eilish Eilish. That was an Instagram thing. We were doing an experiment, but I generally wouldn't be a fan of the old Cadbury's cream egg.
How many did you put on as a matter of interest? Was it 2?
In that video, we did put on 2, actually, but that wasn't the question.
So there is method to Eilish Eilish's question.
There is method,
Oh, well,
never mind.
Listen. Darn, I had that money
weekend.
Spent in my head.
I know, and that's the worst thing, Eilish. I'm the same. Always spend the money before I have it. But look, try again.
Try again. Lovely talking to you. Louise Markey is in Coolock. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning. How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad.
What are you up to today, Louise? Working or what are you up to?
No, out doing shopping, getting the Friday shopping in, fill the fridge for Friday. Be gone by Monday.
You're very organised.
Is this the big shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. It's
I'm gone by Monday, I hear you.
Yeah. Have you a few?
Yep.
There's a few in the house then, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, 2 teenage boys.
Oh, for God's
sake. Louise, what is the story with that? I have a fellow who's just turned 13 in November, ate like a little bird his whole life. Last month, have not been able to stop eating. I'm constantly feeding him. When will it stop?
My mother says it's called hollow leg syndrome. So they have to fill the legs first.
They have to fill the legs. I mean, teenagers that age, guys especially, they could do a full slice pan.
Yeah.
Do a full slice. I've seen it in my house. A full slice pan. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a growth spurt. It has to be related to the hormones.
Hollow legs. It's the Irish hollow legs.
So.
Yeah. We used to fill them with Guinness. Now we're filling them with bread.
With bread. Yes. Well, Louise, you're obviously going to have a lot to shop for today if you're back in on Monday again. But do you know what we're talking about today? Do you know this question?
A total guess is going to be how many driving tests have you done?
Oh, okay. Interesting.
How?
The answer is 2.
Sorry.
No problem.
Lovely talking to you. Louise, take
care of
yourself.
Lovely hearing you guys. It's great in my morning.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the weekend.
Bye.
How many driving tests have you done?
Driving exams or driving tests?
The test.
No, lessons, tests. I only did one and I got it.
Did you?
Yes, and the truth is, and I can't name him, obviously, because I don't know his name, but my driving tester was hungover. And the smell of booze when he got into my car was appalling. And he felt like he was going to vomit after my three-point turn, which was a perfectly good three-point turn. And he just said, head back to the test centre. And I thought, oh my God, I failed. I'm so bad. And he just went, you're passed.
But if he'd said you failed, you could have potentially raised a complaint.
Ah, in those days, no, you'd just get a box in the head. Yeah, you had no social media. But
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yes, swear to God, I hadn't taken lessons or anything. I was not a good driver. He was hungover. It was a Friday. I got my license.
Don't you have to do a written test now?
No, you do an oral test. I did an oral test with him, but sure, most of the time he had his head on the desk.
He was that bad. He turned up for a bloody driving test of all things.
The driving test.
Insanity.
Brilliant. Listen, I miss those days.
I'd say you do.
Pure honesty. With murder. Yeah. Okay, we'll do it again with Trina. We'll do it again with Damien, okay? They're your chances to pick up 3,000 euros in cash. Bed of roses.
They're amazing concert.
Bon Jovi. John, yeah. Bon Jovi. Okay, it's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Colin Lucy in the morning. Laura's here with us on Friday. Just before we go, we've got our final set of tickets to give away to the Rewind Festival, which is taking place in St. Anne's Park in June. It's an amazing festival. You've got the likes of Gabrielle playing, Squeeze, Go West, the Hot House Flowers, 2nd of June, St. Anne's Park. So we were talking about twins earlier on this morning. And just things that happen, and we decided we loved Ciarán's story, okay? Ciarán, you got the tickets.
Hi, Colm. Years ago, when I was in college in Galway, I met this girl inside in CP's nightclub, and we were chatting away, and we were getting on great, anyway, and sir, we had a bit of a shift. And she said she'd go off then and find a few friends or go to the toilet or something, and we said we'd meet up again, and I said I'd go up and I'd grab a couple of drinks. So I came back to where she was, anyway, and I gave her the drink and we started chatting away again. And sure, we got on great again and we started shifting away as well. The only thing was, she seemed a small bit indifferent. It was like she'd different clothes on or something, you know. So another 5 or so minutes passed before the first girl I was chatting to came back. It turns out they were both identical twins. They both said this was too weird and they both did a runner on me.
God, he still sounds like he's hurt.
I love that he's still laughing, yeah. Chuckling away at it.
Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Monday.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with club classics, non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to lower prices on barbecue treats with our selected finest barbecue range, like Port Bia Quality Assured Jumbo Irish Pork Sausages 4-pack, any 3 for 2. Then chill with ice cream offers like selected Magnums, Cornettos, Brunch and more, any 2 for €6. Lower the cost of your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Save time, shop online or click and collect. Tesco. Every little helps. Product subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores.
Knowles Menswear introduces Long for the Outdoors in Limerick. Now you can dress to impress outdoors as Knowles brings you big name brands and practical stylish outdoor fashion wear for men, women and children. Shop the season's must buys now at Knowles Long for the Outdoors store in the Crescent Shopping Centre, Limerick. See knowles.ie.
At Isle We Burn Experience, explore the underground world on a guided tour. Witness birds of prey in free flight or take a walk with a hawk. Visit our farm shop to sample our award-winning Baron Gold cheese and homemade fudge. See our woodland come to life in our biodiversity walk. Discover it all at Isle We Burn Experience. Book now at islewebernexperience.ie.
Maybe you're finally on a date again, 6 months after your divorce. Or maybe you and your better half are wondering whether a cuddle could be more than a cuddle. Or perhaps you'd like to tell a woman you're absolutely mad about that you don't feel like it tonight. There are lots of times and places where we need to say what we want and what we don't want. Whatever the moment, have the consent conversation. A message from the Government of Ireland.
There's no beating the taste of home. And at the home of Orr, Real Irish Butter, we work with local farmers we've known for generations to source our milk from grass-fed cows. Our traditional slow-churning process gives you the rich, creamy goodness that's been spread over Ireland since 1928. Because when things are done right, why change? Orr, Real Irish Butter. Nothing tastes better than natural. Find us in the Dairy Aisle in all leading shops.
Looking to enrol in courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Get a stamp anytime, anywhere, and send worldwide with a digital stamp available on the OnPost app.